recording started. Welcome to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. I would like to thank everyone for joining me here today, both live and later on the recording. It is an absolute pleasure to be here for you to be able to deliver this information that I hope you're putting to good use, that you're taking some action and you're getting out there and you're doing some of this stuff. So my name is Carla McNeil, and my direct email is carla@butterflynetworking.com. That's Carla at BUTTERFLYNETWORKING.com. Butterflynetworking.com. And my direct phone is 877-767-7544. For those of you who are too shy to ask your questions live on the call, please keep those emails and those phone calls coming. I really do appreciate it. It, as always, makes my day. And today, we're going to talk about social media marketing. There has been so much happening with social media marketing these days. There are experts galore out there. It's amazing when I take a look at someone who's calling themselves an expert, and then I go to their Facebook account and they have under 100 friends, or I go to their Twitter account and they're being followed by under 1,000 people. It really does scare me. But one of the reasons that's happening is because with this economy that we have right now, people are testing out anything and everything they can. And the other part about this economy and why you really do have to work pretty hard at social media marketing is that people are skeptical. And they're not believing what they're reading, what they're hearing, what they're seeing on the net. And so many people are just waiting, holding on to see, waiting for that, this whole bad situation to go away. Because actually it will. Things will get better. It's just a matter of when. And people aren't trusting each other as much these days as they have in the past, with, and they're not really willing to part with that hard-earned cash. And there are bad coaches out there, bad marketers out there who just want to take your money and run. And many people have been burned. So have I. I'm not immune to it. I'm a little better now than I used to be. And I don't fall for the hype as much as I used to. But that comes from getting out there and doing stuff and reading stuff and learning stuff. But why social media marketing now? One of the really great things that you can do for your business is to get yourself on social media marketing. Because what it does is it allows people to watch you. I know I have had acquaintances that I have met at functions over the last 3 or 4 months that say, "I'm watching you, Carla. I'm watching to see what you're doing, and to see, you know, whether or not you're going to hang in there." And that is all part of being able to demonstrate to people that you are someone that they can get to know, that they can learn to like, and they can trust. It's really important when you start on social media that you know why you're doing it. You know what your goal is. You know what your purpose is, because you are not going to get instant results. It just doesn't happen overnight. Unless, of course, you have an awful lot of money to invest to get tons and tons and tons of things done. If you are a small business owner, then chances are your marketing budget's pretty tight, and you just don't have thousands of dollars to invest in getting a multitude of these things done. So with people being skeptical, it's actually taking longer for them these days to make the move. People want to do more research, and they want to be sure that any new step they take is going to be the right one. Now, there are some people who are going to overanalyze it. Those, it's just a way of procrastinating. It's just a way of not making a decision. But when you get out there and you start building those friendships on social media marketing, other people are watching you. They're watching the way you talk to other people, the way you interact with people, and the fact that you are worthy of their trust. Now, I am going to the NAMS conference in Atlanta, Georgia, and I have some friends in Atlanta. So right there on Facebook, I went and I said, hey, we're coming to town. Can we get together for dinner on such and such a date? Things like that, demonstrating, you know, that you're a real person, that you're going to be talking, you're going to be there, you're wanting to interact, you're wanting to get to know people. So other people are watching that I'm doing that. They're going to go and take a look. They're going to see on another person. By the way, I did this on Facebook. And so people are watching, even if they're not commenting, if they're not asking questions, they are watching and they are assessing what you do. And they're really making sure that you are someone that they can trust and that you're here long term. That you're not one of those fly-by-nights who's going to come in and try and scoop up their cash and disappear. I mean, I just read something online, someone that I invested money with a few years ago that's doing that very thing. Taking the guy's money, not delivering, and it apparently, according to what I read on the internet, it was a five-figure deal. So people want to make sure that you are someone that they can know, like, and trust. And social media is allowing you to put yourself out there and demonstrate who you are and what you're all about. Now, that doesn't mean that you need to talk about every single thing that you do or bear all the details of your life. You do what's comfortable for you, while still demonstrating that you're a real person. You're not just some automated thing happening out there. And you, when you do that, are going to be able to put yourself in front of your potential customers and clients. And even more wonderful, you're going to have access to markets that you didn't even know were there. You can take advantage of the different time zones. If you're a night owl, you can be interacting with people outside of your area, outside of your time zone. And if I'm up super late, then, you know, it's early morning in England. And I can be chatting with friends in England. If it's early morning here, then it's later on in the day on the East Coast. So you can take advantage of when you're best and work outside of your own time zone. Social media marketing is just in its infancy. It really is. And many companies say that they really do get limited interaction, with their customers or clients. And I read an article the other day about just that very fact, and it comes from a man by the name of Jacob Morgan, and he works at the Chess Media Group. And the quote is, "The real value comes from being able to change how your company does business and improving the user experience while building that advocacy. Simply responding to as many comments or tweets as possible is senseless, and really, it's not scalable." It really isn't scalable. A much better solution is to actually fix the problems the customers are identifying and collaborating with your customers to help give them what they want. Get out there, ask questions, give surveys, find out what it is that your followers and friends are looking for. That's a whole big part of taking advantage of social media marketing, is that you can have all of this access to your customers and your potential customers. But you got to get out there. You got to get started. You got to get started now, because building that online presence takes time. And what you're looking for here is you're looking for progress. You're not looking for perfection. You're looking for progress. So say you get started, you get yourself on Twitter and you make a couple of blunders. It's no big deal. Twitter moves at the speed of lightning some days and some times of day. And your tweet can disappear in a matter of milliseconds, depending on how many followers your followers have. Start demonstrating on to the whole online world that you're someone that people can know, like, and trust. It really, really is important that you get started. Because another thing I read yesterday is that the Nielsen company recently announced a global joint venture, NM Insight, is created to help leading companies harness the power of social media intelligence. Like, oh my gosh, Nielsen's getting involved. The big boys are really starting to take all of this social marketing to heart. Take it seriously. So one of the things that you can do is you can learn from the people who've gone before you. And you can go out there and you can find people who are doing a good job. But what does doing a good job on Facebook and Twitter look like? Social media makes it really easy for you to find people and keep an eye on them. Watch what they're doing. You can see how they're working, what they're doing, and you can use some of those tactics and techniques in your own business. So if you see someone who is putting out a bunch of questions, you on their Facebook, you can go and you can scroll through their Facebook and see how productive that has been for them. Or if they're putting a link to a survey out on Twitter, go into their Twitter page and see whether or not there's any action happening on that, any questions, any comments, any people answering the question. You want to check out their styles. Is it a style that you like? Is it something that you can see incorporating into your own business? So the most challenging piece will be to find someone who is doing what you want to do. And a couple of examples, if you're interested in social media marketing guru, Facebook guru, Mari Smith. You can follow Mashable, I can't remember his last name, but go to Mashable.com. Follow through there. You can see what they're up to. Another one, a movie star, Vin Diesel. And what these people do is they are warm, they're friendly, and they are going to include you as a friend or follower. They are going to they're going to respond to you. They're going to answer your questions. They're going to thank you for your retweets. They're going to be warm, friendly, and inclusive. They're going to have some activities. Maybe they're going to be out there asking questions. They're going to have interaction on their sites. And their profiles are going to be so that they are both inviting and empowering to their friends and followers. They're offering good information. Now, it doesn't always have to be their own information, but they're offering good information that you can use while you build whatever it is you're building. If you see a Twitter account or a Facebook account that is nothing but pitching their own stuff, they're not approachable, you don't see any interaction with other people, thanking people for doing something, if all they're doing is pitching their own stuff, then they're not doing it right. They're not developing the relationships of know, like, and trust. Take a look at companies, even the really big boys, American Express, Best Buy. Notice what they're doing. Did you know that Best Buy has another Twitter account called Twelp Force? That's TWELPFORCE. And it's actually manned by a collective force of Best Buy's technology pros. And they offer tech advice in tweet form. And you know what? Go there, take a look. They even have a way to search their Twitter stream. So if someone else has asked the question before you, you can find it. You don't have to wait for a response. I didn't notice how quickly they respond. But it is a special Twitter account set up just to answer questions, offering tech advice. American Express, they're interacting with their customers, their clients. There really are a lot of good examples out there. Find out who are you following in your niche? Who in your niche do you already know, like, and trust? See whether or not they're on social media. Go to their website. Find out who they're connected to. Maybe other people are on social media. See what they're up to. But you really want to be looking at people who are warm, friendly, approachable, and will include you. That's what it's all about. It's friendship online. That's why Facebook has friends. It's social media marketing. So we all need to evolve and continuously innovate the way we work. I mean, I do that all the time. I'm always thinking, you know, if I have to do this more than once, there's got to be a way the computer can do it better. There's got to be a way I can set something up to be a little bit more automated so I can do the stuff that I love to do. I love teaching social media. I love being out there one-on-one. I love talking to groups on the phone, answering those questions, instead of having to do some of the grunt work. And a lot of it I have automated. It's still me. It's still me doing stuff. But you can automate so that you can spend the time interacting with people, getting to know people, answering questions, just getting out there to know, like, and trust. And social media marketing is just another tool in your tool belt. It's not all that you're going to do. You're still going to do that one-on-one. I mean, I'm out to an event tomorrow night on branding, where I'm going to meet a whole bunch of potential customers and clients who I'm also going to be a potential customer and client too. So you still need to be getting out there and promoting your business and talking to people, but social media is a very, very powerful tool that you can add to your tool belt. The people who are jumping in now are going to reap the benefits long term. And those who are believing that it's a fad and that it's going to go away, well, you're going to be waiting quite a few years before that happens. Quite a few years. So I want you to go out and I want you to do some research on the companies that are actually in your niche. You know who those companies are. You know who the good ones are. Big companies, small companies, local, global, it doesn't matter. Find the companies that are doing a good job of engaging their customers. And you know what? There is so much happening out there. You are going to see good examples and bad examples. When I was doing the research for this teleclass, and of course the subsequent articles, that I found both really quickly, really easily. I found examples of both good and bad. Social media marketing is just like any other tool. You're going to find good people, you're going to find bad people. Just learn how to tell the difference. And the difference is people who are warm, friendly, inclusive, and approachable. And that includes companies like American Express out there answering questions. They're approachable. They're not hiding behind a website. They've got that Twitter account going. They're answering the questions. A really key thing to remember that my computer whiz, Michael Dropkin, you can find him on Facebook, Michael Dropkin, told me a long time ago, when you have a question, just Google it. Type the whole question. I have been known to type in questions that are 20 words long into the Google search bar. There's been very few occasions, and there has been a few, but there's been very few occasions where I haven't found my answer. So just Google it. Because you know what? This stuff works. Twitter can generate traffic to your blog like there's no tomorrow. You develop that Twitter profile, you're interacting with people, people can tell you're approachable, and it will work for you. But just like learning any other new program, Twitter's also got a learning curve. So luckily, the Twitter learning curve is pretty short, and you can set your profile up in under 5 minutes. And it's just like everything else. It's about building the relationships, demonstrating to people that you're a good person to know, you're likable, and that you're trustworthy. So I want to give you 5 tips that can assist you right now in getting started with Twitter. Now, there's some controversy about number one, automated messages. There's really divided opinion out there. And lots of people say that direct automated messages are a waste of time and that people don't look at them. Then there's also the group that says it can really be that lovely introduction to your new followers. However, it can also be considered to be spam. And unfortunately, the people who have turned their automated direct message into buy my stuff has resulted in the fact that direct messages get ignored a lot. I go in and check mine occasionally. I used to look all the time when I first started out on Twitter, and I don't anymore. I go in occasionally and scroll down and take a look and see if there's anyone asking me a question. But for the most part, I don't look at it that often. Tweet your blog posts, your articles, whatever else it is that you're doing, you want to make sure that you let your Twitter followers know. If you're on a blog and you're reading something that you're finding very interesting, tweet that out. Here this is, I was reading this, I thought you might enjoy it. for your reading pleasure, here's a great article on how to tie your shoes. If you find something interesting, recommend it to your followers. And do that more than once in a day. Because that Twitter is, like I said earlier, is just so fluid and it goes by at Mach speed. Depending on the time of day and the number of followers and all of that, your tweet could be gone in a second and most of your followers won't even see it. If it's something that you really think that you're really believe that your followers will appreciate, tweet about it more than once. Tweet it about, you know, and at lunchtime or after dinner, or do it more than once. But make sure that if you're the stuff that you're producing, your articles, your blog posts, your videos, everything gets tweeted, and tweet it more than once. You want to tweet to multiple platforms. There are so many social media platforms to use. Pick a few, create your profile, post those tweets in as many places as you can. You want to take advantage of that rapid fire exposure that you get on Twitter. Number four, give advice. In order to set yourself up as the expert, you really do need to be giving advice. So go out there and answer people's questions. You're not going to do any harm, and you'll probably be demonstrating that you're willing to give the best advice you know how. And it doesn't have to be necessarily coming from you. It can be advice from someone else. Oh, I saw this great article. I think this will answer your question. Or this will help you answer your question. And number five, be helpful. Provide that information. The tips, the tricks, the techniques in your area of expertise. Provide positive feedback for people and demonstrate an interest in what they're doing. Ask questions. So I went over this fairly quickly. The five things that you can do right now to get started in Twitter. Number one, direct automated messages. Set them up if you like them. Remember, don't do it as a big pitch fest. Don't do it as buy my stuff. Number two, use your new blog posts, your articles, your videos. Tweet them, tweet them, tweet them, tweet them. Tweet to multiple platforms. Set up what works for you and tweet to multiple platforms. There's a lot of Twitter tools out there that are going to be able to help you. Give advice and be helpful. Be helpful, like doing this terrific Tuesday teleclass. I do this in hopes that it is helpful for you. I'm glad you found this information. I know when I first started, I would get so frustrated because I didn't know where to look. Google it. Use eZine Articles. eZine Articles is a wealth of information. But the best thing that you can do for yourself is you can go to butterflynetworking.com. And on the top right-hand side of that homepage, there is a box where you can sign up to receive those 30 free tips and techniques. They are awesome. And that's not just me saying that. That's the other people. That is, that's Brenda. Names escape me right now. I can see faces, but I can't remember names. I get lots of comments on how helpful the tips have been and how powerful they are. They're specific instructions. Click here, go here, look here, click there. Go to butterflynetworking.com, sign up for those 30 free tips and techniques, and I'll see you over on the other side. Thank you so much for listening. I really do appreciate you spending the time. Keep those questions and comments coming. I just love them. And I'll hear you next time on the terrific Tuesday teleclass. Bye-bye.